My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, alcoholism, and this past week, fear of man. Hey, guys, great to be with you and every Monday night. And I want to tell you about something that my in-laws did for Laura and I. So back before we had kids, my father-in-law, they still have family vacations. So my father and mother-in-law were like, hey, we're going to take a family vacation. I thought, you know, maybe like Beaumont or something. They're like, we're going to Italy. I was like, Italy, Texas, or Italy? They're like, we're going to Italy, pack your bags. And so we go over to this incredible trip that we never could have done on our own. And we're seeing, you know, all this crazy stuff, the Colosseum, whatever. And then we get to Florence. And in Florence, I can't show a close-up of it because he's naked, but there's the David by Michelangelo. You guys are familiar with this. It's like, I don't look anything like him, but he's like standing here like this. He's got a slingshot over the shoulder. Wait, pull that down for a second. He's got his slingshot over him, and he's like straight up, you know, that's what everybody thinks. It's the epitome of all sculptures. It is the sculpture of sculptures. And as you get to it, like you literally, I mean, you see every single muscle and veins and like the detail that is sculpted into the David by Michelangelo is really ridiculous. And it's why people go to Venice. Like it's there, it's at the Academy, it's the destination, it's the thing. And so as we round the corner, and now you can throw the picture up, I stopped dead in my tracks, not because of the David, but because of what's flanking the David to either side that I had never heard of. I didn't know these things even existed. I didn't know anybody would ever even like put them in a museum because they're unfinished. They're called the prisoners. And I'm standing there looking at the prisoners, and I can't stop looking at them. And everybody else is walking forward to the David, and I'm like, oh my goodness. That's me. Like there I am, stuck in my struggle, and you see them like efforting against the rock, pushing out, trying to get free from that which has them trapped. And the master was freeing them. The master was chipping away that which shouldn't be there in order to release them, that they could be eventually like the David. It says in scripture that we are being shaped into the conformity of Christ. That he, being confident of this, he who began a good work in you, who started chipping away at the sin that entangled you and ensnared you and oppressed you, that was pushing down on you from all sides, that he who began a good work in you will complete it. He won't stop chipping away. Those statues have been like that for the last 500 years. They have not been touched because the master died. And so they'll forever be like that, but not you. Because even in the midst of your struggle, you don't have a master that just died, but that died and rose again in the spirit now at work in you to free you from everything that feels like you are imprisoned too, just like those struggling prisoners. Except as they will never be released, you already have been released, but you still feel the pressure. You still feel the entanglement of sin. And so you're like, Well, what is it? Like, am I free in Christ? Has he set me free from the slavery to sin? Because why am I sitting here in a regen circle if I've been set free and yet I'm still struggling with this thing? And the reason why is found in Romans 8:13. You'll see the scripture on the screen. It says, for if you live according to the flesh, if you do what you want to do, what your flesh desires, you will die. It will lead to death. You will remain imprisoned to it and it will oppress you. You will die. It'll lead to spiritual, emotional, relational, financial, every kind of death imaginable. It will lead to death. But scripture never leaves us in that place. But if by the Spirit, by God's power, you bring the master into it, you ask him to keep chipping away. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. You will be free. You will no longer be oppressed by that which is surrounding you and the sin that's weighing on you. And so what that looks like is asking and inviting the Spirit to chip and hammer and knock away every single thing that doesn't belong. When you go to the Academy's website to feature the David, it talks about the prisoners too. And it says that Michelangelo thought that his job, oftentimes people would like make a wax figurine and then they would sculpt something as a replica, not Michelangelo. He would simply chip away that which was not a part of the person. And that's exactly what the Spirit is doing with us. He's holding up Christ, looking at you and saying, that doesn't belong there. That pride and ego, that anger and bitterness, that resentment and unforgiveness, that lust and sexual addiction and pornography and masturbation and that drug addiction and pill addiction, that food addiction, that lack of food addiction, that body image addiction, that relationship addiction, it doesn't belong there. Your control and anxiety, your codependent relationship addiction, it doesn't belong there. You thinking you're dirty because of your abuse addiction, none of it belongs there. And the Spirit, if you will allow him, if you will ask him, will chip it away, and you, unlike that picture, will be free, much like the David, but in the image of Christ. It's what he does, and he will not give up. He'll do it for you. He will do it for you. In this side of eternity, like, there's no rest for us, right? Like, I'm never gonna not stop struggling with sin. Fear of man is not something that I've confessed in here for a long time, and this past week, it's been like hammering me. And so, and lust as well. And barking at my kids, that kind of came back up again. And so when it does, I'm literally praying this prayer, sometimes out loud, sometimes in my head, depending on my present company. I just say, Spirit, put it to death. Second glance at a woman, Spirit, to death, put it to death. Fear of man, Spirit, put it to death. And I'm just asking him, chip away. Shape me into the image of Christ. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be imprisoned to that junk.